السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. Once again, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala blessed us with the opportunity to spend some time in the masjid. It's a Mubarak night. It's a Thursday night, which is actually a Friday. It is very, very Mubarak months, Mubarak times. It is the time for us to connect with Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. During these months, Allah's special rahmat and mercy descends. So let us take maximum advantage of these Mubarak times and connect with Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We will ask Maulana Muhammad Akhtar to come and recite to us few couplets from the 7th chapter of Qasida Burda, inshaAllah.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما صدق الله العظيم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا خير من يمام العافون ساحته سعيا وفوق متون الأينوق الرسوم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ومن هو الآيات الكبرى لمعتبر ومن هو الآيات الكبرى لمعتبر ومن هو النعمة العظمى لمغتنم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سريت من حرام ليلا إلى حرامي كما سرى البدر في داج من الظلام. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وبت ترقى إلى أن نلت منزلة وبت ترقى إلى أن نلت منزلة من قاب قوسين لم تدرك ولم ترمي. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وقدمتك جميع الأنبياء بها والرسل تقديما مخدوم على خادمي.
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم بشرى لنا معشر الإسلام إن لنا بشرى لنا معشر الإسلام إن لنا من العناية ركنا غير منهدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم لما دعا الله داعينا لطاعته بأكرم الرسل كنا أكرم الأمم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
جزاكم الله مولانا محمد اختر اللهم زد فزد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد most respected elders friends brothers mothers and sisters in islam and all the people that are listening to this program assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh nabi kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us a dua. And every dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes with a great lesson in it. Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbu wa tarda. Waj'al akhiratana khayran min al-ula. Oh Allah, you give me tawfiq to do those things through which you are happy and pleased. And O Allah, make my future better than the past. There's a great lesson to learn in this dua. Whatever we don't do it out of our own will. It is tawfiq from the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We commenced the summarized version of Qasida Burda some time back. And today again with the tawfiq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we resume that. Make dua that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayat to focus on His ridwan and His pleasure. Today we shall do the summarized version of the 7th chapter of Qasida Burda. The 7th chapter of Qasida Burda is titled Zikru Mi'raj al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The discussion about the Mi'raj, the physical ascension of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards the skies. The 7th chapter consists of 26 poems. But inshallah we should cover approximately 16 poems from these 26 poems. It is the aqeedah of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ahl Sunnah refers to those people that follow the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Jama'ah refers to the great illustrious Sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the path we adopt. And therefore, we are called the people of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It is the aqeedah of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam went for Mi'raj. It was a physical bodily Mi'raj from the earth up to the skies to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is mentioned in the Quran-i-Kareem, referred to in the Quran-i-Kareem, and
authentic ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the 15 juz of the Quran Kareem, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْوَسَى. Pure is that being, referring to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, free of any shortcoming, free of any defect. He has taken his slave, referring to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a night journey from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. There are two parts of the journey. One is Isra, the night journey from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. And the second part of the journey from Masjid al-Aqsa toward the heavens, that is called Mi'raj. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's physical nubuwat in this worldly life was 23 years. 13 years in Makkatul Mukarramah and 10 years in Madinatul Munawwara. The life in Makkatul Mukarramah, from the time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proclaimed nubuwat, inviting the people towards Tawheed, the oneness of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he, the Sahaba, his family, people that were close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they become victims of oppression and persecution. And a time came when the boycott took place. All the people, the tribes of Makkah Mukarramah, they boycotted themselves from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba and people that were close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That lasted for about 2-3 years. Shortly thereafter, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through another challenge. The Mubarak blessed wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala, passed away. She gave the greatest amount of support to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the greatest support and pillar being Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she passed away. Another challenge on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The people of Makkah Mukarramah would not listen to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He decided, let me go to Taif. Hoping that the people of Taif will accept his message. Only to go there and be pelted by stones and bleeding with the entire body. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he reached the height of abdiyat, slavery, servitude, whatever Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wanted him to do, he did. Complete submission and subjugation. Then Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala called Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up towards the heavens. And that is why when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala refers to the incident of Mi'raj, he refers to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an abd, as a slave. Nabi Kareem sallallahu reached the height of abdiyat and slavery, and then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala elevated him upright up toward the skies. The Mi'raj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place approximately 1.5 years before the hijrah to Madinatul Munawwara. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, he was sleeping in the house of Umm Hani radiallahu ta'ala anha in Makkatul Mukarramah. The roof of the house opened. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam and a group of angels came. They took Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the house of Umm Hani radiallahu ta'ala anha and brought him into the Hatim area. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slept in the Hatim area for some while. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam took Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam to the Zamzam well, in the Zamzam area. There, the Mubarak chest of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam was opened, the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam was taken out, it was washed with the water of Zamzam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam says that my heart then was filled with Iman and with Hikmat. It was filled with Iman and with Hikmat, with wisdom. Thereafter, an animal which was bigger than a donkey, smaller than a mule, which is called Buraq, that was brought. And in the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam travel from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. In that journey, there was some unique incident that took place. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned while I was traveling, We stopped in one place. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam told me, "Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, read 2 rakat salat here." That was Medina Sharif. That was the place where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is going to make hijrat. They traveled further. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to stop in this place, read 2 rakat salah. And that was Mount Sinai, the place where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam spoke to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went further and he stopped in Madian. That's a place where Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam resided and worked among his people. And then the fourth place was Bayt al-Laham or Bethlehem, the place where Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was traveling, one old woman called unto him. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam told him, "Don't reply." They proceeded further, and an old man called unto him. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam told him, "Don't reply." That old woman, it referred to the dunya, indicating the life of the dunya is as old as a woman. Anytime it's going to perish. Anytime it will come to a standstill. It is very clear in the world exactly what is happening right now. Whole world is coming to a standstill. And that old man referred to the shaitan. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam come to Masjid al-Aqsa. And then the journey from Masjid al-Aqsa going up toward the heavens, that is actually called the Mi'raj. Mi'raj refers to the translation of Mi'raj is a staircase. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasallam up toward the heavens. And before coming to every heaven, permission was sought before he went into the heaven. First heaven right up till the seventh heaven. In the first heaven, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam met Adam alayhi salam. In the second one, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and Yahya alayhi salam. In the third one, he met Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. In the fourth one, Idris alayhi salatu wasalam. In the fifth one, Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. In the sixth one, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And in the seventh heaven, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam met Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam went right up to, he saw the Baytul Ma'mur. The Baytul Ma'mur is the Kaaba in the heavens, and the Kaaba Sharif in Makkatul Mukarramah is below the Baytul Ma'mur. It is stated about the Baytul Ma'mur that there are thousands and countless of angels making tawaf around the Baytul Ma'mur. Once an angel gets an opportunity of making tawaf around the Baytul Ma'mur, that angel will never get an opportunity again. Such a great blessed place. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that I was shown Jannah, I was shown Jahannam. I will just mention 3 things about Jahannam, just so that it's an eye-opener to us. We can make tawbah, we can make istighfar. We know where we are, and we know where we can correct ourselves. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I saw that there were people having nails of copper, and they were scratching their shoulders, scratching their chest and their faces. So he asked Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, what is this? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, this is the punishment of those people that make ghibat, backbiting, eating the flesh of people. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat to correct ourselves and abstain from this major guna, major sin. The second, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam observed that people were swimming in a stream of blood. With extreme difficulty and hardship, total discomfort, they cannot even come out of it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, what is this? What's happening to these people? Mentioned that these are those people that are engaged in interest-bearing transactions. Drawing the blood of the people, sucking the blood of the people. That is exactly what interest-bearing transactions are all about. It is an economic operation. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw there were 2 pots. In one pot, there was freshly cooked meat. And another pot, there was rotten meat. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam told him that a fresh cooked meat that represents the person's halal wife. Jais to go to her, to have halal proper relationship. And that rotten meat, it refers to that haram, filthy, dirty, immoral relationship. So, Allama Busairi rahmatullah alayh, in the 7th chapter of Qasida Burda, he refers to instead of Mi'raj, I will just translate few poems and explain it briefly, and towards the ending, just a few advices before I would terminate with that, inshallah. In the first two poems, Allama Busairi says, Ya khayra man yammama al-afoon sahatahu sa'yan wa fawqa mutunil an yuqir rusumi. O superior being, who is the focus of people seeking goodness in his court. They are traveling to the court on speedy camels or on the back of speedy camels. These couplets mean when a person goes through challenges in life, and one way to look for the solution to a challenge of life, the people will go to Medina Sharif, go to Medina Munawwara, stand by the Rose Aqdas of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, convey salam to Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and ask Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for dua. Ya Allama Busairi refers to people traveling on the back of speedy camels. And in our context, that sometimes Allah gave somebody some ni'mat and bounty, they would take a flight, they will go direct to Medina Sharif, and get the opportunity to stand by the Rode Aqdas of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and convey salam. And then he further mentions, وَمَنْ هُوَ الْآيَةُ الْكُبْرَى لِمُعْتَبِرٍ وَمَنْ هُوَ النِّعْمَةُ الْعُزْمَى لِمُخْتَنِمِ. O superior being, who is a great ni'mah, who is a great bounty, ayatul kubra, a very great sign of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for those people that take heed. An O superior being, who is a very great ni'mah, very great bounty, for those people that value and appreciate. That means we should value, we should appreciate Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the high lofty maqam and position of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allama Busairi says, Sarayta min haramin laylan ila harami, kama saral badru fi dajim min az-zulami. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have traveled at night from one haram to another haram. Referring to from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. Just like how the 14th moon travels in the darkness of the night. وَبِتَّ تَرْقَى إِلَىٰ أَنِّلْتَ مَنْزِلَةً مِنْ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ. When you traveled at night, you climbed such status and you've reached such status to the point of قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ. This refers to a distance of two bows, two arrows. You got so close to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that nobody was able to get as close as you got close to Nabi Kareem, to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. وَقَدَّمَتْكَ جَمِيعُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ لَهَا وَالرُّسُلُ تَقْدِيمَ مَخْدُومٍ عَلَىٰ خَدَمِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you came to Masjid al-Aqsa, all the Anbiya, all the Rasuls, one can imagine, great illustrious prophets of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they all were presented to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as how a slave will present themselves in front of the master. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khatamul Anbiya, the master of all prophets, and all the prophets were presented to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Masjid al-Aqsa. وَأَنْتَ تَخْتَرِكُ السَّبْعَ اتِّبَاقَ بِهِمْ فِي مَوْكَبْ كُنْتَ فِيهِ صَاحِبُ الْعَلَمِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you tore through the seven heavens, through the seven skies, in such a group, in such a procession, in which you were the flag bearer. In other words, even traveling right up toward the skies, it was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the focus, he was the flag bearer. Bushra lana ma'ashara al-Islam, inna lana min al-inayati ruknan ghayra munhadimi. Allama Busairi now indicates to us and states to us that we should be a very, very proud ummat. to glad tidings to you, O group of Islam, O Muslims. We have the honor of being, of having such a pillar that never breaks. That pillar refers to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the last two couplets he states that لَمَّا دَعَ اللَّهَ دَاعِينَا لِطَاعَتِهِ بِأَكْرَمِ الرُّسُلِ كُنَّا أَكْرَمُ الْأُمَمِ. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala called Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up toward the heavens because he was the most honorable Rasul. And because of him being the most honorable Rasul and we the ummah of such an honorable Rasul, we now became the most honorable ummah in relation to all the previous ummahs. This is a summarized version of some of the poems of the 7th chapter of Qasida Burda. Before concluding, I just want to refer to two messages in these poems. The most important thing we learn, the lesson we learn in the incident of Mi'raj is Abdiyat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to so many challenges. When he reached the height of Abdiyat, when he showed such servitude to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah elevated him and took him up toward the skies. And that's the quality we should inculcate in us, Abdiyat. We are the slaves of Allah. Allah is our master, we are the slaves. And a slave, he has no choice in front of the master. Whatever the master tells him to do, he do. We have no choice. Allah tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنِ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. When Allah and the Rasul decree something for us, now no believing male, no believing female has a choice in anything. If something is clearly mentioned in the Quran, clearly mentioned in the Hadith, now we should not question it, we should simply submit. This is what we call Abdiyat. Likewise, many of us, in our life, we go to so many different challenges. Don't question, why am I going through this? Look for the solution. Turn to Allah. Allah put that condition upon you. Now, submit, tafweez, submission to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and accept the decree of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Many people asking nowadays, this coronavirus that come out, what's the Islamic perspective of it? Our belief is la adwa. There's no such thing as contagious diseases by itself. However, this world is a world of cause and effect. When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wishes to decree something, Allah creates a cause and then it goes with that. The sickness itself does not come into being by itself. It does not travel by itself. It travels with the order of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah created it. We submit to the decree of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. However, there is reason why some of these things happen. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came up to the Sahaba and he told to them that he told, Ya ma'ashar al-muhajireen, O group of muhajireen, khamsun, there are five things that will happen. And I ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to save you from the five things. And from among the five things, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that when behaya, immorality, zina, intermingling of sexes, fulfilling one's passion and desire in the haram way, when that takes place, it becomes very, very common. That's a time Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will release a plague in the world. And that's a time when Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will release such sicknesses that the people in the past have never ever experienced. Let us take stock of ourselves and see what is this. We just look at it as a virus. We only look at it from the medical point of view. We also look at it from the Islamic point of view. Ask ourselves, are we engaged in evil? Are we engaged in immorality? What about the S9 phones right in our palms and through that we are looking at every form of evil? Do we have no conscience that Allah is seeing? Has the time now not come for us to make tawbah and istighfar? That's the first lesson. Tawbah and istighfar. Submit to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the second lesson we learn is, Nabi Kareem sahab went for Mi'raj, the greatest gift that was given was the gift of Salah. That's the greatest form of Abdiyat, where we're making Qiyam, we're making Ruku, we're making Sujood. This is all expressions of Abdiyat to Almighty Allah. We stand when Allah wants us to stand. We make Ruku when Allah wants us to make Ruku. We make Sajda when Allah wants us to make Sajda. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة. The first thing a person will have to account for on the day of Qiyamah is Salat. If we need to correct ourselves, make our Islah, the first thing put right in your life is your Namaz. Nobody should tell you to read Namaz. On your own you should read Namaz. And do read Namaz because it's the right thing to do. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported to have mentioned, مَنْ تَرَكَ الصَّلَاةَ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَقَدْ كَفَرْ. That person who leaves out his salat deliberately, careless attitude, doesn't even care and bother about salat, such a person has committed kufr. And last one hadith. One sahabi came to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulallah, give me advice and let the advice be short and brief. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him three advices. The first advice Nabi Sallam told him, إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَىٰ صَلَاتِكْ فَصَلِّ صَلَاتًا وَدِّعْ. When you stand up to perform your salat in such a way as though this is my last salat in my life. I don't know whether I'm going to be living tomorrow or not. Allah gave me the opportunity to perform my salat. Let me make the best of the salat. Enjoy my ruku. Enjoy my sajda. Say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim with full love for Allah. Say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la with full love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is how you should perform your salah. And this is not just an assumption, it's a reality. How many people, they thought they'll be living for 50, 60, 70 years and the coronavirus came and took them over one night. You hear of incidents where that in this past week, in one night, 100, 200 people have passed away. And when you look at the statistics, it's increasing and it's increasing and increasing. But this is just an eye-opener for us. It's not just an assumption, it's a reality. So that's how we should live our life. We performing salat, perform it in such a way, present the best salat you can give to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah grant every one of us tawfiq and hidayah to understand and connect to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and make us friends to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is a time every one of us should be making tawbah, making istighfar, remind everyone to attach to himself to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, give a lot of sadqah and charity and make ruju'il Allah ta'ala. Inshallah.